Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. My name is Dwayne Staten, and I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode. This podcast is meant to help those toward the path of forgiveness, for the ones who have been hurt, heartbroken, forever changed by something that was said or done to them, which changed their mindset, the course of their relationships, their future, and even their life in general. With this podcast, I speak about the lessons I've learned from forgiveness, and I give it to you, the audience. Today, I want to talk to you all about something I just learned about a couple weeks ago. Did you know that there were 6 different types of forgiveness? Yeah, me neither. I literally just found this out a couple weeks ago and it blew my mind. Now, I knew about some of them and I didn't know about others. And there were some I knew about, but I didn't know that there was a specific name for them. So over the next 2 episodes, I want to talk about the different types of forgiveness. And I'm going to talk about the first 3 here. Pastor Timothy Nutt found the 3 types of forgiveness. And the first one is exoneration. Now, exoneration is the closest to what we usually think of when we say forgiveness. It's wiping the slate clean and restoring a relationship to the full state of innocence that we had before the harmful incident took place. Now, there are 3 common situations that take place before exoneration applies. The first takes place when we rely that the harmful action was a genuine accident for which no fault can be assigned. For example, someone bumps into you on the train or steps on your shoe or you grab a pencil or you start to grab a pencil, someone grabs it before you. And right there, it's like, oh, my fault, I bumped into you, or my fault, I stepped on your shoe, or I'm sorry, I didn't know you wanted this pencil or pen. It's not a problem. It's a genuine accident. Didn't know. The second takes place when the offender is a child or someone else who, for some other reason, did not understand the hurt that they were still inflicting upon us and whom we love. It happens. Like, for example, if a child looks at you and say, mommy, you're fat, and starts poking you in the stomach, I'm not going to lie, that hurts. And to the kid, it could be funny, but to you or to the parent, it could open up an insecure issue or open up a wound that you were made fun of when you were a kid. Or, for example, someone could say, why don't you grow a beard? You're a grown man. To them, they don't think anything of it, but for you it hurts because it's the insecurity and something you've been made fun of or teased about for years. Now you love the person, but they just didn't know. And it's when we talked to them and said, hey, what you said was hurtful or what you did was hurtful. And this leads to the third situation. When the person who hurt us is truly sorry and takes full responsibility without any excuse for what they did. Where they say, mommy, I'm sorry for what I said. Or they say, I'm sorry for making fun of you. I'm sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for saying what I said. I shouldn't have did it. No excuses. They take full responsibility and say, I apologize. Forgive me. I'm wrong. They ask for forgiveness. And that gives us the confidence that they'll knowingly not repeat the same action in the future. In these situations, it's essential to accept their apology and to offer them the complete forgiveness of exoneration. Now, honestly, we'll feel better after that. And so the person who hurt us. In fact, to not offer forgiveness in these circumstances will be more harmful to our own well-being. It might even suggest that there's something more wrong with us than the person who caused the pain. If you can't say amen, say ouch. And that's something we have to really look at. Why are we holding on to the unforgiveness? Why aren't we releasing it? Why won't we give that person forgiveness? I did an episode early on the podcast called The Pros and Cons of Forgiveness. And not forgiving someone can actually cause us physical harm. Physical harm. I don't know about you, but I want to let it go. And when I see exoneration, I think about what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. He died on our cross. He died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven and wiped clean, to have a right relationship with God, be in right standing with him. That's hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the best example of exoneration. Not loving, I ain't even gonna lie to you. The next type of forgiveness is called forbearance, and I'm not talking about your finances. And this is where things get a little more complicated. Forbearance applies when the offender makes a partial apology or mingles their expression of sorry with blame that we or somehow caused them to behave badly. I'm sorry I said this, or I'm sorry I did this, but you made me get out of character. I'm sorry I did X, but you did Y. You heard that before? Better question, have you said that before? I ain't gonna front. I've done it before. I made excuses and I was wrong. I ain't gonna front. An apology is offered, but it's not what we hope for, and it may not be authentic. Now, while we should always reflect to see if there was a provocation on our part, whether even when we don't bear any responsibility, we should still exercise forbearance. Now, I say this for a lot of things. Be self-reflective. Was there something that was said or done on our end that caused a person to hurt us? Like, for example, if you know your significant other has a button, did you push it intentionally or unintentionally? Is there something that you did that ticks them off? There's always something. We always have to be self-reflective. And even if we didn't bear responsibility, like we didn't do anything, we should exercise forbearance. We have to cease dwelling on the particular offense and do away with grudges and fantasies of revenge, but retain a degree of watchfulness. Good gracious of light. When we dwell on the situation, or we dwell on that offense, you ever get angry? Like so angry, you're just like, you know what? I just want to punch this person in the mouth. Or you think of, all right, so how can I get back at them? We can be really creative when we want to hurt somebody. But the Bible says to be angry and sin not. And that we shouldn't sin when we get angry. Of course we get angry. We're human. But vengeance is not our place. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord, I will repay. But we should retain a degree of watchfulness. This is similar to forgive and not forget, or trust but verify. For example, I forgive you, but now I'm going to keep my eye on you. By using forbearance, we're able to maintain ties to people who, while far from perfect, are still important to us. Furthermore, in some cases, after a sufficient period of good behavior, forbearance can rise to exoneration and full forgiveness. For example, the person apologizes for what they did, and after you watch them over time and what they did to hurt you, they've done a complete 180, and they literally go out their way, and it's part of their lifestyle, a part of who they are to not hurt you. Like, you know what? I forgive them. I'll let it go. That can happen. But what do you do when the person who hurts you does not even acknowledge that they did anything wrong or gives an obvious, insincere apology, making no reparations whatsoever? These are the cases of forgiveness that are the most challenging. Pastor Nutt says in his ministry, he finds this in such examples as survivors of child abuse, business people who have been cheated by their partner, or friend or relatives who have betrayed one another. Still, even here, there's a solution. It says in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 13. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Now, here's the thing. He said, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. That's another word for patience. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you must also do. So you also must do. Now, this is me. If you are in a relationship that is abusive, or you are being hurt physically, mentally, emotionally, that is not a safe situation. That is not a good situation for you to be in. Get out of that situation. That's the situation I will say. Get out of that situation. Now, Pastor Nutt, when he said he had examples of survivors of child abuse, business people have been cheated on by their partner or friends or relatives who have betrayed one another, the solution he had was the third type of forgiveness, and it's called release. Now, release does not exonerate the offender, nor does it require forbearance. It doesn't even demand that we continue the relationship. Let's pause right there. Forgiveness does not always mean reconciliation. Forgiveness does not always mean reconciliation. That is a situation where prayer is definitely needed. Pray to ask God to give you the strength and wisdom to forgive the person. And then pray and ask God if this relationship is meant to be restored. Is it meant to be reconciled? And really hear from him. Really hear from him. Also, I would say talk to someone who is really strong in their faith with Christ, who really knows the word. Not your friend Ray Ray, your friend Kiki, Pookie, and all of them. No, someone who's really strong in the faith to really pray with you and to really, really hear God together. To confirm what he said. I'm continuing on. Release does ask that instead of continuing to define our life in terms of the hurt that was done, we release our bad feelings and our preoccupation with the negative things that happened to us. Now, when I heard that, I got that as instead of defining by the hurt someone caused me, for example, instead of defining my life by my mom, my biological mom didn't want a relationship with me. Instead of preoccupying my mind with why didn't she want me? Does she really love me? And things of that nature. I released that. And I released that preoccupation in my mind of what happened. Release does something that is critically important. It allows us to let go of the burden of the silent tax that is weighing us down and eating away at our chance of happiness. When I did the episode with Jonas Bull, he talked about the weight jacket. And I think about that. Those little weights of unforgiveness will weigh us down and cause us pain. We have to let that go. If we don't release that pain and anger and move past the dwellings of old hurts and betrayals, we'll be allowing the ones who have hurt us to live rent-free in our minds, reliving forever the persecution of the original incident that started. Good gracious. Let me read that again. If we do not release the pain and anger and move past dwelling on old hurts and betrayals, we will be allowing the ones who have hurt us to live rent-free in our minds, reliving forever the persecution of the original incident started. We're letting the people who hurt us live rent-free in our heads. I know I don't want that. I'm evicting them today. Not tomorrow. Now. Today. I need that space. I need that space for the freedom. I need that space for new memories of my family. New memories that and new things that God is going to do with me. I need that space. You need that space. Now, whether we get there through our own efforts, honestly, me personally, I couldn't do it on my own efforts. I did it through the power of Christ. Jesus Christ sat me down and gave me that verse in Matthew chapter 6. If we forgive others, Christ will forgive us. And if we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us. He punched me straight in the chest. In my own efforts, in my flesh, I don't want to forgive. I want the person to suffer. I want them to hurt, and I want them to feel the same pain I felt, even worse. So I'm going to say for me, I did it through the power of Christ. And for others, and for honestly, I'm going to say all of us. Without Christ, it's hard. Dare I say it? I'm going to. Without Christ, it's impossible. Now, I will say another method is counseling. And I fully endorse counseling. You hear this throughout all my episodes. I fully endorse therapy. Fully endorse it. Without counsel, the people fall. We need that. Release liberates us from the tyranny of living in the traumatic past, even when the other forms of exoneration and forbearance aren't possible. Now, Pastor Nutt ends with this. Exoneration, forbearance, and release are the three types of forgiveness. To forgive may be divine, but when we understand its dimensions, we find that it is within our ability to do it. Now, when it comes to release, I wanted to say this. I found two verses, and the first one is in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 29. And it says this, "Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He wants us to release it to him, not for us to carry, not for us to be weighed down, but for us to release it unto him. We as humans were not meant to carry that. We're not. That's why Jesus said, "I'll take it. I'll take it." And I've said it before, this is just Dwayne Staines' interpretation. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." My thing is, what would Jesus give us? Now, mind you, as the song says, he got the whole world in his hands, right? And he has the whole world. So my thing is, what is he giving us? We're giving him our problems and he can give us the whole world? No. We're giving him our hurt, our pain. He's giving us his peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. He's giving us his joy, the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. It's light. It is light. Release it. Also, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says this, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Christ cares. God cares. I can't say it more clearly. God sent his son to die for us. What greater love is that? For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. For all the parents, how many of you would give up your son or your daughter to save the world? Maybe I'm selfish. I wouldn't. I love my son. But God did it to save us. And I'm telling you right now, we must release it. We must release it. Powerful, right? Powerful. And like I said, these are only 3 out of 6 types of forgiveness. I want to give you the other 3 next week on the podcast. For those who are new and even current listeners, please do us a favor. Give us a 5-star written review on iTunes. It helps the podcast get more reach. I appreciate you. I know that there are times where we don't have the strength to forgive those who have hurt us, to do what it takes in this episode and more. We can only do these things with the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven in the past, present, and future. And he rose from the grave to give us eternal life, a relationship with God himself, power over sin, and power over the enemy. If you want Jesus Christ in your life, just pray this. Dear Lord, thank you for dying for my sins and my wrongdoings in the past, present, and future. I confess and believe that you died on the cross for my sins and was buried and rose again. I give my life to you, Lord. Please come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer, I want to say welcome to the family. This is the best decision you could ever make in your life. Now that you have made this decision, get in a good Bible teaching church who preaches the gospel and message of Jesus Christ. You can look on Google, social media, and even ask your friends for recommendations. Also, there may have been some things said in this episode that may have triggered some bad memories and bad feelings. If this is the case, please seek a licensed therapist to talk them out. As it says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You can go through your healthcare provider, Google, or ask friends who have received therapy for recommendations. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. If you like this podcast, please share this with other people. You never know what they're going through, and the episode you just listened to may help them. I also wanted to let you know that the Power of Forgiveness is on Instagram. That link is in the show notes. You can also leave me a voice message on Anchor. I would love to hear from you. Imagine what it would be like to no longer hold anger in your heart and forgive the people who have hurt you. Imagine finding the career that you were meant to have. Well, that's what coaching can do for you. At Breakthrough Coaching, we connect with people who want to break through the wall that keeps them from forgiving someone that has hurt them and finding the career that they have always dreamed of. If you or anyone you know wants to break through the wall that is stopping you from these goals, schedule a session with us. That link is in the show notes below. We would love to help and see you thrive and achieve the goals that you have. I want you all to have an amazing week, and remember that forgiveness is not letting what that person or people said or did to you affect you, your spirit, your future, or where you're going in life. And that's not an excuse for or enabling someone's behavior, but not letting what that person or people did hold you back or keep you from being or grabbing all that God wants you to be or has for you. Have a good one.